The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
First of all, a half an hour of every Garda shift on traffic duty. Now, an undercover heavy goods vehicle cab is to be deployed on Irish roads in the coming weeks, aiming to tackle bad driver behaviour. It'll be operated by Roads Police in Gardaí, and it's one of many initiatives being rolled out in an attempt to lower the rate of fatality on our roads. Joining me now to talk about this is Michael Healy-Ray, Independent TD for Kerry. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Pat, to you and your listeners. I'm glad to be here.
So what do you make of this new initiative?
Well, first of all, the very first thing we have to say is that the use of the mobile phone, looking at it, texting, anything like that, of course, is wrong while driving. Because we've all done it, and hands up, we have all done it, I mean myself. But what I mean by that then is that that doesn't make it right. It is, of course, a danger. It is a distraction. Using the mobile phone, talking with the hands-free, of course, that's fine, and we all do that. But so trying to get motorists into the habit of you shouldn't be pressing it, you shouldn't only use it in a hands-free mode, that, of course, is important. That will help road safety. But the commissioner, and I don't, as you know, I don't like being critical of any individual, but first of all, I consider it a harebrained idea and a reactionary one by the commissioner telling every person on duty that they're supposed to allow so much of their shift time onto road safety. I think that was just playing politics to the gallery, that because sadly we have so many deaths, and I want to sympathise with everybody, our own family has been affected recently by a tragic death of a young person on the roads. So road safety is of paramount importance to all of us, and we all want to do everything we can. But I just want to highlight, for example, where the RSA and the Commissioner are getting it wrong. In County Kerry, this year we have 700,000 to spend on dangerous junctions. And at the same time, the RSA has spent €800,000 on an ad, one single ad for TV. So where are your priorities there? The RSA should be demanding of government that we address the locations where accidents are happening. I know, again, in County Kerry, I know of so many dangerous junctions and locations. And the money that we've gotten, the 700,000, it won't even barely do a dangerous junction in each one of our municipal areas. So government aren't really tackling the other reasons for causing deaths and accidents.
You're saying they're targeting
roads.
Driver behaviour.
Exactly.
With the ad and so on. It's driver behaviour.
It's driver behaviour. And I'm already after saying where I'm critical of all of our behaviour is the mobile phones. We should really be careful about that. But there are accidents happening that are not because of driver behaviour. It's because of dangerous junctions. We've had, I won't even go naming them, but we have so many of them that I personally know of, where we've had awful accidents, repeated accidents. And at the same time, it's not our local authority's fault. I'm not blaming our local authority.
In Kerry, are you still putting up signs saying accident black spot? Or has that...
No, that is not actually happening anymore. But what we should be doing is, signs aren't going to prevent deaths. What we should
no,
be
but
doing
if I see a sign saying accident black spot ahead, I'll slow down. I'll be careful. I'll watch out for that.
You will, and it'll alert you that people have died at that location. Yeah. But we have so many bad spots where repeated accidents are happening, and our local authority would spend the money, they would do the improvements, they would acquire the land, they would get the site distance. But they're powerless when they're only given 700,000 in 1 year. That's a minuscule amount of money. And if the government really want to be reactionary to the problem, and if they want to take action, solid action, don't be going after the drivers all the time and increasing the penalty points and just trying to penalise drivers. Try to assist the drivers. And I will mention the hedges on our roads, which cause so many accidents. They're talking about that truck that's going to be deployed. Well, the first thing that'll happen, that truck, if it'll head to any rural location, the first thing it'll do is it'll blow the left-hand passenger mirror off, which are approximately €2,000 to replace. They're a heated mirror, because our lorry drivers are very hard-working people. We're an island nation. All of our deliveries come by trucks and vans and heavy goods vehicles. And I just want to say to all of those people that are on the roads today, I'm talking in support of you, because you're negotiating bad roads where hedges are growing out, and the government aren't tackling those sort of problems.
Okay. Now, there are many problems they might tackle, but they're hoping that they will deter certain kind of driver behaviours by deploying this super cab, the HGV. And it is the tractor part of the...
It's
just the cab.
The only reason they're doing that, look, it's a bit like the man called Cycling Mikey, who's over in London, who cycles along on a bicycle, and he peers in to see our people on their mobile phones, and he complains them to the guards, and then they get penalty points or fines or whatever. Well, they're trying to do a glorified version of Cycling Mikey, in that they're going to be up high and that they'll be able to look down in. But remember, if they're deploying one truck, I know you could say it might be the start of something for the future, but the cost of this, the time involved in it, I really would say that they should be looking at the bigger picture of why people are dying on our roads. And another thing that everybody seems to be ignoring, a number of years ago, Pat, I'm not talking about back in the days. I'm talking about even 10 or 15 or 20 years ago. If you went into a yard, there might have been one car inside in that yard. But if you go into that same yard today, there could be five, there could be six, there could be seven cars. There's many houses who'd go to, you think there was a station or a wake or something on in the house because there'd be so many cars outside it. But they're actually all the family members or the boyfriends or the girlfriends visiting, because everybody has a car. And the law of averages very, very sadly will dictate. And I just want to say again how sorry I am, because there are people listening to this today and they've recently buried their beloved family members. And I'm so sorry for that. And when we're talking about this, we're all united in one thing. The commissioner, the guards, the government, everybody wants to reduce deaths on our roads. That's what we desperately, desperately want.
But to cut to the chase, you think this is a bit of a stunt?
To be honest, it's a political stunt. And the commissioner is very politically orientated. And he and the minister, all they're trying to do is gloss over this by saying, oh, we're doing this, we're doing that. It's like the thing of telling a guard on the beat, you have to give so much time. The guards will tell you themselves. That's a load of nonsense. And the guards are very obedient. They'll do what they're asked. But remember, they are our people that are putting on a uniform for us every day. But the commissioner, in my opinion, is playing with them saying you have to allow so much time.
He may have been inspired by what they did in the UK, in Northamptonshire. And they had one of these HGVs, which they borrowed from the road, from National Highways. And in 5 days, they detected 179 offences between junctions 15 and 18 on the M1. 179. 58 people were not wearing a seatbelt. 46 who were using a mobile phone while driving. So they did nab some people for bad behaviour.
I have absolutely no doubt that they would. And again, I said at the very beginning of this, using a mobile phone, looking at it, tapping numbers in, all of that sort of thing, or even if you're stopped, even if you're stationary, and if you go looking at the phone, we have to be honest and frank about it. It is a distraction. Because if you saw an email or if you saw some vision on your phone, that would actually distract you. And when you go drive away, you mightn't be as alert or as tuned in as what you should be. The only way you should be using your mobile phone is on a complete hands-free kit with the controls and the steering wheel. And if you don't have that set up, to be honest, you're not only a danger to others, but you're a danger to yourself.
Okay. A couple of points. One says that HGVs are not allowed in the cities and towns. So therefore, if you spot a solo cab in town, you know it's the guards.
Well, yeah, that's obvious, because the rule will be there'll be an exception made for them. And sure, if they really wanted to do it in the town, in the cities, all they need to do is have an ordinary ununiformed guard on a bicycle, and he could imitate.
Be moving faster than the traffic if he's on a bike.
But of course, he would. Well, that wouldn't be hard for doing this city. But again, I'd highlight this thing of Cycling Mikey, this man that's over in London, and he does it just off his own bat. I believe a family member was killed or something, I think, on the road. And that man actually provides a service to the Gardaí or to the police in England, in that he detects hundreds of people all the time. So it will tell you that the mobile phone is a problem. It's a problem that we are all guilty of. This isn't, you know, open a horse or saying, oh, nobody should be doing this. Sure, you know, we've all done it, but we shouldn't all do it, because we could actually be the cause of an accident.
Yeah.
And but I again would make a plea to government. Rather than spending money on ads, and I would like for the RSA, I'd love for somebody from the RSA to come out and say, yes, hedges are a problem, dangerous junctions are a problem, deer roaming onto the roads are a problem. I could highlight areas of roads in Kerry that where there are deer strikes every day.
But isn't it the job of the councils to trim the hedges at a particular time of year when the birds are not nesting?
No, it's not. Actually, what the council will tell you is that only certain categories of roads are their responsibility. They will tell you that the land landowners are responsible, but that doesn't work because you have landowners who might be absent, they might be out of the country. What we need is uniform cutting of hedges in all roads on a continuous basis, in the exact same way people cut the lawns outside their houses. People maintain green areas. Why in the name of God do the government, we pay enough for road tax, we pay enough taxation, why don't they have a system of continuous hedge cutting? And this thing about birds,
yeah,
birds are not stupid. Birds do not put nests on the edge of the road where the lorries and where there's, you know, the wind is blowing.
But when that machine comes along to cut the hedge, it's going to disturb the nesting pattern of the bird.
Absolutely not. Because I've never seen a bird being so foolish as to put a nest on the edge of a busy road. They will obviously go inside the ditch. They'll go somewhere else where they'll have a bit of privacy and a bit of quietness. They're not stupid. But the people who make the rules, I'm afraid, are not as smart as the birds, because they think, and the Green Party and all of these other people are telling us, you can't cut hedges at certain times of the year. That's rubbish. We should be able to cut the hedges on a continuous basis throughout the year, and it should be as important as road maintenance, filling potholes, maintaining our roads, keeping the water off the roads, the amount of accidents that happen because of bad drainage. And long ago, Pat, you remember we had a thing called section men in the roads, where a person went around and kept areas of roads, the gullets and the water off the roads. That's not happening anymore. And on a wet morning now, you're going along and you'd swear to God you were driving on an open drain.
But isn't that the council's job?
It is.
Because these are the minor roads.
It is. But again, we need to give the local authorities, I know every one of the engineers in our county, and every one of them will spend the money that they're given, and they'll spend it in a diligent and proper way, and they won't waste it. But the problem is they're not being given enough of it.
Okay,
if they were given enough money for maintenance, they'd maintain the roads properly.
Our listeners are speaking from their own experiences. Speed and mobile phones are a huge problem. The dangerous junctions would be a lot less dangerous if people slowed down and paid attention.
No, not factual. I don't want to go into individual junctions, but I know of so many in Kerry where there are repeat accidents, and it's obvious that it's not the drivers are wrong, it's that the junctions are actually dangerous and you need more sight distance to be given. And we've had tragedies where people have lost their lives, many people at the same locations. Surely be to God, somebody should be standing up and listening and saying, what's going on here?
These junctions were designed by the engineers locally.
No, you see, many of these junctions, Pat, are in places where it wasn't by design. It was just, there was no grand talk put into this. It was just a case of, it was a junction on a road, but it hasn't been improved over the years. It hasn't had sight distance given to it. And again, these...
And cars are going faster than they used to.
And how many more cars? Because of the simple fact that there are so many on our roads now against what was
Michael,
there before.
What about road markings? This listener says, absolute disaster. It's impossible to drive at night in this country. Why do county councils think it's okay not to have road markings?
But sure, of course, cat's eyes are such a great addition. And again, not all categories of roads attract the funding that is required to put down cat's eyes. Again, our engineers would do it. They would carry out those works, but they're not being given the money. So again, it comes back to central government. Rather than talk about targeting the drivers, giving people more penalty points, try to make the driving safer by improving the road conditions. And that's a message that seems to be failing to get across to them. And all you need to do is look at the example of Kerry County Council, a great local authority, but only given €700,000 for dangerous junctions. We could actually spin that in maybe five dangerous junctions and we'd make those safe. But my God, we have a lot more than five dangerous junctions in the county, and that's replicated throughout the rest of Ireland.
Another one says, will this guard the truck patrol rural country roads at night where a huge number of road traffic accidents actually occur? No, it won't. It'll go up and down motorways. High profile PR exercise and fishing in a barrel again. That's from Jerry in Balbriggan. Well, there's no doubt it'll have to be on multi-lane roads. It won't be on the single carriageway roads because it won't really be able to overtake and observe in the way that it wants to.
But of course it won't. But remember, we keep talking about this single truck. My God, it's going to be the busiest lorry in Ireland if it's going to make if one truck is going to make an impact in the whole of the country. And even if they talked in about employing numerous trucks, well, how many and how much ground would they actually cover in a day? Isn't it obvious? This is the commissioner wanting a headline, or I am doing something about road safety. We're here this morning on your very busy show, an excellent show, and what are we talking about? What the commissioner said. So the commissioner is actually getting what he wanted. He wants people to be saying, oh, he's doing something about it. But in actual fact, he's doing nothing. What he should be doing is he should be going to the Minister for Justice. He should be saying, you use your position around the cabinet table to ensure that the Minister for Local Government and Environment gives enough funding to the local authorities to allow the engineers and the road stewards and the foremen on our roads to carry out the works that we want to do, whether that's drainage, whether it's hedge cutting, whether it's dangerous junctions, whether it's road linings, whether it's cat's eyes, all of street lights, even at very busy junctions. That's a great help as well. But no, they're not talking about that at all, because if you talk about something as mundane as that, that doesn't get news talk talking about it. And what he wants is to have news talk talking about it.
I live in West Cork and the roads are so narrow for a speed limit of 80 kilometres per hour. We've no lines or road markings for dangerous bends. I thought we were trying to improve road safety. I was driving in Spain last week, every town and village, 30 kilometres per hour. It would be 60 on the general rural roads, so much safer for cyclists, etc. I mean, do we need to revisit some of those speed limits? Because it's not so much that you say 80 on this road is unsafe, which it might well be. But when you have inappropriately low speed limits, it throws the whole speed limit regime into disrepute. You're doing 40 in a triple carriageway.
Yes. Well, at the moment, as you know, government are looking at bringing 100 to 80, 80 to 60 and 60 to 40. I've totally opposed that inside in the Dáil. I did not vote for it. I will not vote for it because I don't see that as being the solution. It's the bigger picture that they're failing to look at. And when penalty points came in, penalty points were supposed to be, if you can remember, it was 2 penalty points for this or that, and there was only so many offences that attracted penalty points. But they've gone from that now, and it keeps being the situation that all they want to do is penalise the motorist. At the end of the day, remember, the motorist is only trying to go from A to B as safely as they can. They're paying a high price to do so. They're paying a lot of tax and VAT on their motor cars. They're paying an extraordinary amount of money now for their fuel. Again, because of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Greens with their carbon taxes, they're literally taxing people off of the roads. One thing that I would want to say, an important message, and it's such a simple thing, but I, as a person who travels continuously and does an awful amount of mileage, the amount of people that you will still see to this day at night or at dusk time in the evening without the yellow coat on them. And my goodness, those yellow coats, they literally are at no cost now to anybody because they're freely and readily available. Any person that wants a yellow coat, there's no such thing as that there's a
cost
barrier.
But you know what some people say, whether you're asking cyclists or scooter riders to wear these or pedestrians, they're saying you're victim blaming. These are the potential victims.
No, but you know that I don't mean to blame anybody, but I'm just saying...
You know what I'm saying? That if, when you ask them to do it, they say, no, why should we do it? It's up to the driver to be careful.
But they should. That's like asking a man that's going onto a building site today, you have to wear a pair of shoes with the steel toe caps. You're doing it for your own safety. Why do you put on a helmet if you're getting on a bicycle? Why do you wear a helmet when you're cycling a motorbike? It's for your own safety. So putting on the yellow coat, that shouldn't be an affront or an insult to any individual. You're only for their good, and they should be for their own good, because everybody wants to protect themselves. And my goodness, if putting on a yellow coat on you, if that will protect you and make you more visible, sure, surely be to God, nobody would have a problem with that. So I'd strongly advise people, just get into the habit of it. Even actually in daylight, you should actually be wearing it, because you should get into the habit of never being out if you're walking a road without your yellow coat on you.
Do you think it would be helpful, Michael, if we had a list of accident black spots? You know, online we could go into it. Dublin black spots, Donegal black spots, Wicklow black spots.
Well, it would. But the only benefit I'd see of that would be that government then would look at it and they would say, right, in such a county with so many dangerous junctions, these have been identified. There has been so many accidents at them. There have been so many fatalities, injuries. They're recorded by the Gardaí. Yes, we have to do something about this. So maybe identifying them, maybe it would open their eyes, because at the moment, government seem to be sound asleep to the whole issue of dangerous junctions, because they're quite simply only playing lip service to that problem. And at the same time, they say they're outraged at the amount of accidents, and rightly so, and the amount of deaths and injuries. But like, cars were never safer than they are now with the crumpled zones. There was one time, Pat, 30 or 40 years ago, if you didn't have a Volvo, you didn't have a safe car, because they were the only cars that were known for their safety. But every car now, every maker, it doesn't matter what type of a car you buy today, they're actually very safe. They have the crumple zones, they have the airbags, they have them on the side doors. They're like, they're made to protect the person. But at the end of the day, we still never had as many people sadly being injured and losing their lives. So we're missing something. And I think what we're missing is the whole issue of looking at the bigger picture.
Michael Healy-Ray, Independent TD for Kerry. Thank you very much, Michael, for joining us.
Thank you.
In studio. Now, coming up later on News Talk.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.